In Baltimore, workers continue to unravel and clear the metal and concrete from the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Officials say they're preparing to open an alternate shipping channel to bypass the collapsed bridge. Meanwhile, we're learning more about the container ship Dali that crashed into the bridge last Tuesday. The Dali weighed more than 200 million pounds and was nearly as long as three football fields. It's in a new category of new, larger ships after recent upgrades at the Panama Canal. Baltimore is just one of three East Coast ports that can fit these massive vessels. Abe Eshkenazi joins us now. He's CEO of the Association for Supply Chain Management, a nonprofit for the supply chain industry. Abe, welcome.
Thank you, Deepa.
Before we get into the size of the ship, tell us what you're hearing about an alternate channel to reach the port of Baltimore and how it would be used. What are the most urgent needs there, Abe?
I think we have to recognize the impact that it had to the Baltimore community. You've got approximately 15,000 dock workers, as well as port workers, as well as hundreds of thousands that are being impacted by it. So I think that's, you know, a primary concern, obviously, for the Baltimore area. When we're going into the shipping lane, obviously the concern is safe and effective passageway through the channel that they have there. Now, can they open it up large enough to accommodate the size of the ships that are going in and out? Again, I'm going to have to hold back until our civil engineers give us the all clear that we're able to transit the ships back and forth. But obviously, this has to be sequenced appropriately. We need clear advance warning in terms of what is going to be open, how large the channel can be open, and when it will be open as well.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about these ships, because as I mentioned, they're just increasing in size. Now, in 2016, the locks on the Panama Canal were expanded to make room for biggest ships like this. Tell us what the push is. Why do we want these bigger ships, Abe?
It's a volume question. Obviously, with global commerce being as significant as it is, and especially with traded goods that are carried across the oceans, I think estimates are 90% of global trade is carried across the oceans. So we're seeing a significant portion of our global supply chain being impacted by global shipping. Obviously, when you're talking about expansion, you mentioned the Panama Canal being a significant time period, but I think we even have to recognize that even the expansion of the Panama Canal cannot handle the larger ships that we have right now. The maximum is about the Dali, and that's the maximum that can go through the Panama Canal, and that's not even the larger ships that we're talking about right now. The Dali is about 10,000 TEUs, the 20-foot equivalent units. The max that can go through the Panama Canal is 15,000. The ships that are being built right now are 20-plus thousand. They cannot even go through the Panama Canal. So we've got a size problem relative to the Panama Canal in terms of transshipping, and there are only certain ports that have the capacity to handle these size ships that are being introduced today.
And we know that Maryland officials, you know, did some work to make room for bigger ships, maybe not as big as you're talking that they can be, but they dredged the harbor to 50 feet deep. What other changes to ports generally have to make so that these ships can be accommodated?
Well, the cranes, you've got the rail, you've got a variety of different support structures that have to accommodate these large ships. You can see the investment that was made in a number of the ports, Long Beach and LA, to handle these supersized carriers are a good example of the changes that have to be made to the infrastructure to handle the size ships that we're talking about today. The other side is the bridges. And unfortunately, we, you know, experienced a devastating impact with the Key Bridge, you know, destruction. The bridges have been raised to accommodate these new super containers. And so we're talking about a significant investment in terms of not only the draft for these ships, but the height of these ships as well.
Yeah. And I'm wondering what you're hearing about supply chain disruption. I mean, this has been an issue before this bridge disaster. You know, how much worse will it get?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see the same size of disruptions that we saw in the past, specifically compared to the pandemic. Supply chains are showing increasing stability. We've gone through a number of disruptions, unfortunately, that has conditioned us to be prepared for more disruption. So if this were the only issue, we could handle it fairly easily. This is already on a stressed system, and I think that's one of the challenges that we have. We are not dealing with a very efficient system right now, although we're getting back to it. A lot of industries are getting back to just in time, so they're seeing consistent demand signals, better supplier visibility, better communication, better inventory buffers. So we're seeing some changes that enable us to respond to these types of challenges. Okay. However, in other parts of the world, we are seeing significant disruption.
Abe Eshkenazi is the CEO of the Association for Supply Chain Management.